Hello, welcome back to the second part of our very special Rose Pricks Ho Takedown for season 21 of The Bachelor. I'm Ronnie Karam from Watch What Crappens and The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills recap, audiobooks, etc.
Stephanie.
And this is gorgeous in. Stephanie Wilder Taylor, for crying out loud. Hello, Steph.
What's up?
Man, so we started recording the second part of this podcast, and my stupid ass didn't even press record. I mean, it's so dumb.
We were being so funny.
We were laughing so hard.
I'm crying right now, and you guys missed it all, but we're going to try to recreate the magic.
Well, whatever. Just place a hoe in front of our faces, and we can still laugh. So let's just get right back into it, okay?
Dan, yeah, we were at... Okay, so we're going over all the hoes, and we're up to Danielle M., and
yeah.
She's 31. And had we not talked about her at all?
We were just about to. She's the one who looks like Taya Leone, but younger.
Yeah. Yeah. And we were worried about her. She has a vulnerability about her. And
yes. Mostly
probably...
that her kidneys could get hurt because she removed her ribs. Well, we can't tell if she removed her ribs or her tattoos, because on the tattoo question, she said, yes, on my ribs, getting removed. So either she like has a very high tolerance for pain and actually got tattoos on her ribs, which who does that?
But we were proud of her for really committing to being skinny by having a rib removed. Or she was trying to work down her height because she's 5'10".
Yes. Nick will be wearing some platform shoes. Her favorite movies, The Sandlot, Ferris Bueller, and The Notebook.
Yeah, but hold on. You're speeding through. We got to the people are missing stuff. She has a tat on her left ring finger that says strength. And Ronnie, before you knew, see, there was a spoiler alert, because now you know that something sad happened to her. But before, you were being really mean, which was making me laugh really hard.
Well, I mean, look, of course we're being mean. You're on The Bachelor, and I just can't feel for people who do things like this, okay? They get tattoos on their ribs. Like, if you get a tattoo on your rib, it better say Mook. Because that's the only, like, McRib, you know?
Oh.
MC. That's the only way I will accept a rib tattoo.
That's funny.
She's got a hoe tattoo that she's trying to get removed. My thing is, she's probably had a very wild life where she was, like, drunk and got a tramp stamp and was like, I'm going to get a Mick tattooed on my rib. And now she's like, no, I'm getting those removed. And instead, I'm getting one on my finger that says strength.
Well, but I like her because she's a NICU nurse. She's a neonatal nurse. And because as I was telling you before, I have twins that were in the NICU. And the nurses are, it's very important. She's got a real job.
She's like, that's she got like my
job.
Tramp
that's
stamp.
An intense job.
She's like, okay, I know you're
she's
in
like,
pain.
All babies are calmed by tramp stamps.
Yeah. She's like, do you want me to give your babies a rib tattoo? It hurts so good.
She's like, they look so good on babies. And also, right now, they're really small because they're like in the NICU. So when you put a tattoo on a baby that's really small, okay, it does hurt more, I've heard, but it looks even cooler.
Can I have one of your babies? You had two.
So poor baby, her fiance died. I'm just going to spoiler alerted because it's like four questions down.
Well, it does not say he died. It says that he went missing or something.
Yeah. Well,
no, she lost him.
Yeah. She says, okay, let's skip down to that. It says, when and why did you leave your hometown? I lost my fiance and needed to start fresh somewhere. So we were wondering, what did she mean, like in a department store or on the street?
He's probably posting in missed connections every day. He's like, to that blonde lady who looks like Taya Leone that I said I would marry one day, you told me to wait outside of the Ralphs, and then you never came out.
And he's like, darn it, she doesn't read. I keep forgetting.
What her animal that she wants to be is a Pegasus, which is basically a horse that flies.
Right. Because I looked it up.
Yeah, she wants to believe. But it's always some version of a horse, as you know. Flying horse, horse with a horn. I want to be a unicorn. I want to be like a laying down horse. It's like all different kinds of horse these bitches want to be. Or a dolphin. A dolphin horse.
Right. I want to be a unicorn dolphin horse.
Mm, it's also another girl who one of the things she can't live without is water.
Yeah. Family, friends, water. And
these girls are all basically houseplants.
Yeah. And chocolate and green smoothies. Because when I was recovering from my rib surgery, I got totally hooked on green smoothies. They're super healing. And they were like the only thing that I could drink for a while. Also, they have really low cal.
Also, strength. Strength. Strength on my little finger.
The most outrageous thing she's ever done is move to Nashville and put myself back together again. So this is going to be a tragic story.
I'm sure. She's got a job.
You know who else? Oh, you didn't see The Bachelor. Okay, so a couple of years ago, Emily was on The Bachelor, and she won. And she had a fiancé that died. He was a race car driver.
Oh, yeah. I saw the first part of that season. I made up a fake Twitter account as her and was tweeting the shows, just being her.
Really?
Yeah. But then I got really bored. I was like, this show is like 10 hours long.
Yeah.
Why would I do this to myself? I remember her. And the whole opening was like, doo, doo, doo. She's like, my fiance died and he was a race car driver. And they'd be like, here's your first suitor. And he's like, look at me. I can tap dance. And she's like, you know who like
that
tap dancing?
My dad.
Yeah.
And also, we're wondering if she's going to talk about it a lot like Paul did on Finding Prince Charming. Did I mention that my fiance died? I mean, I don't really kiss on the first date because it reminds me of my fiance.
That's basically how you get cast on this show, you know? It's like, what part of you is broken? They're like, oh, this one's either got a fiance she left on a curb or he's dead. Get her. She's crying. And she comes in. What is your family discussing back there?
Okay.
Jesus Christ, what's happening over there, lady?
They're being loud, sorry.
It sounds like y'all opening Christmas presents.
I know.
And so I hope one of you gets a horse.
So she lost her fiance and needs to start fresh somewhere. And then they asked her another question, which is, what's the closest you've ever come to being married and why didn't it work out? Just in case you didn't want to mention, she's like, I was engaged and my fiance passed away. I told you.
How many times are you going to ask me that? If you could be a fictional character, who would you be and why? Hermione Granger. She's smart, clever, beautiful witch. And I love Hermione, but this girl basically just admitted to being a muggle. This girl's damaged, okay?
She's
very damaged. I want to see her faded ass slutty tattoo on her tramp stamp and her rib tattoo. I want to know more about this girl. I hope she's hurting.
But I like her because she's 31.
And she saved your twins.
Yes, and she's a nurse. There's a lot of nurses.
Next up is Dominique.
Why, how come there's no doctors?
Because they skip school to go on the damn Bachelor, okay?
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, are you guys sick of medical knowledge? Good, because Dominique is next, and she's beautiful, and she's a waitress that'll fuck you at work. They're like, how do you meet guys? And she's like, well, I'm being a server at a restaurant. Girl, you know how many wives hate this bitch?
But I don't want to skip over the important part, which is her blouse. I don't like it. It looks like it's from Marshall's. It's got two. It looks like, you know what it looks like? It looks like sexy secretary.
Kind of.
I can wear this to my corporate job. It's a mustard yellow. You guys will have to go. You guys should, if you're listening to this, which you are, scroll along with us. We're on the abcgo.com shows, The Bachelor, and then the cast. So we're at Dominique, and she's wearing a mustard yellow blouse, like a polyester blouse with really big pockets that I know that she got for $9.95 at Marshall's.
And the pockets are like really big and kind of uneven, which is not, it's just not a good look.
No.
It brings to mind saggy boobs, even though I don't know if she has saggy boobs, but why would you wear saggy pockets in front of your, why would you wear this? You're going on right. The Bachelor.
Exactly.
She's like, well, it ain't waiting tables. I won! So, all-time favorite movies. Okay, guess. The Titanic.
Titanic.
Because it has everything. Romance, action, drama, a dead guy, Dirty Dancing, because it's a classic, and 2012. I have an obsession with the end of the world movies. Okay, 2012, not a good year. Also, not a good film, okay? She's obsessed with disaster movies and things where people die. And even Dirty Dancing was the end of poor Jennifer Grey. None of this is working for me, but I kind of like this girl. What do you think?
Oh, I just got excited because I saw the question coming up that started making us laugh so hard. And we are going to have to try to reenact it.
No, you can't say that. It already killed it.
I know.
Okay, where next do you meet contestant.
Guys, though? In the last few years, I've met most guys at work because I'm a hoe. Or online via dating apps like Tinder and Bumble.
Where the women have the power. She's like, I've been an independent woman ever since Bagel and a Coffee. What's that? Is that the name of the app? It's like Coffee and a Bagel.
Is that a real one?
Yeah, there's something like that where it's like a bagel or I don't know. I love the app called
like
a bagel.
Is that a Jewish one?
It's people who are matched up.
Yeah,
it's people who are matched up based on their coffee creamer flavor.
Yeah. I'm a hazelnut.
I'm a salted caramel. We would never work. So what kind of animal? Is it a horse? Is it a gerbil? Is it a dolphin? No. I would be any kind of a flying bird.
As opposed to?
Like a turkey. What right. kind of bird don't fly, girl?
I was trying to figure out if a flamingo flies, but we can't decide if that's just a running bird. I like a running bird. I just like a bird that runs really fast. I would be any kind of bird that runs real fast and doesn't fly.
I want to be a bird with free Netflix. What kind of bird is that?
I want to be a bird with a beak. So.
I want to be a bird that doesn't have to eat worms. Because it's gross.
I would be any kind of bird that doesn't eat worms. Think about it. What if she wrote that? Think about it. You're like Googling, what are birds that don't eat worms? I'm going to find one.
I just love the thought of her going to Thanksgiving dinner and being like, ugh, that bird is such a loser. So glad we're eating this loser bird. An idiot. This bird
like
wouldn't be
turkeys.
Eaten
they
if it could fly.
It. They don't even fly. They're so lazy. This is the worst kind of bird. That's why you have to eat them.
Laser birds don't deserve to live.
And here's why. She says, I love to travel and see the world and could do that easily as a bird. I mean, unless it was a bird that runs, because where are they going to go? How are they going to even get over to another continent? They don't even fly. They just run.
I really wanted to see the Dave and Buster's in Vegas, so I flew there because I was a bird. But then I couldn't fit any quarters into the machine because I don't have fingers. It's like a conundrum.
But then I put some in my beak because I really made it clear that I like birds with beaks.
When I wasn't playing games at David and Buster's, I was just thinking, at least I'm not a turkey. So this girl is one of my favorite. Her answers are so good. They say if you could have lunch with three people alive or dead. Also, The Bachelor is so cheap that they don't even say what your the dinner party guests of a lifetime, because that's the normal question. They right. like they bring it down to lunch.
And and what would you order? Producer was high when he wrote this.
She goes, my grandfather, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Jesus.
He was hungry. This was a producer was sitting down and he was like, okay, I got to do that really boring question like so I can figure out who she looks up to. But also like kind of the munchies. Like what would you eat?
He's like, is Big Mac sauce the same as Thousand Island dressing? Yes or no, bitch. She's like, you man, big turkey mac? And he's like, no! Stop talking about turkeys, you idiot.
So lunch with three people alive or dead, and what would you order? My grandfather. You would order your grandfather. That's gross.
My grandfather, Leonardo DiCaprio and Jesus, who two out of three died a horrible death, but were still hot.
By the way, my grandfather is pretty tough. It's not like the tastiest. It's kind of rough and tough and old.
My grandfather is best with mustard.
Honey mustard.
I'm putting that out there right now. My grandfather, Leo DiCaprio, and Jesus, dash. And we'd be eating burritos from Chipotle.
How do you know that Leonardo DiCaprio likes Chipotle burritos? You don't know that, bitch.
This is my fantasy lunch. Chipotle, where there is no restaurant server. Freedom, snacking on freedom burritos at Chipotle.
That's why I love Chipotle. It's like you walk in and nobody says, where would you like to be seated? It's just, you just do your own thing.
I don't have to ask anybody how their day is or like if they need to hear the specials. I just say, I want a burrito. And they're like, oh my God, Leo DiCaprio looks like your grandfather. And I'm like, at least Jesus isn't a turkey. Am I right?
What are your favorite activities? Oh my God, we need to just move on to the next person.
Why? I love her. No, I have to say, what are five things you can't live without? My dog, my grandpa, too late, sorry, RIP, turkey, Chipotle burritos.
Music and sunshine. Did I mention my grandfather? He died.
What is with Chipotle burritos? This girl is fucking obsessed with Chipotle. So good. And she's another girl who wants to be Olivia Pope from Scandal, which, good Lord.
I'm going back to the lunch with the three people, alive or dead. I think she should have specified who's alive and who's dead, because, like, is her grandfather dead? Is that going to come up on the show?
She's like, Leonardo I was DiCaprio. Engaged to my grandfather, and he's lost.
Yeah, she's going to, like, have a lot of problems with the other Danielle. Oh, no, she's Dominique. She's going to be like, I wish Danielle would stop bringing up all the time about her fiancé who died because my grandfather died. Okay?
Wait a minute. Is your grandfather lost or is he dead? I don't know. What about your fiancé? I don't know. Do you like chocolate? Yeah. Do you need to live on water? Yeah. Oh, my God. We can be friends. Do you want to be a horse, a flying horse, a turkey, or a dolphin?
All three? Me too. All right, let's move on to Elizabeth.
Oh, I just have to say one last thing. It's not really even a joke. I just have to point out that this is another girl who wants to be a fucking pineapple. Those are broken people. That's all I'll say. Acid, can't hold it. No one wants to cuddle with a goddamn pineapple, okay?
Yeah, and who knew that that would be a common answer?
It's so random. I mean, be a peach. You know?
Yeah.
Peaches are soft, fuzzy. Be a banana. Yeah. You know, banana's the end of Miss Pac-Man. It's like you accomplish something, you know?
Yeah. Sweet, tall, little curvy.
Yeah. Okay, next up is the Italian waitress pirate whore, Elizabeth.
But don't get it wrong. Don't get it twisted. Call her Liz.
This is the kind of girl in the waiting room. At the boob doctor or whatever. They're like, Elizabeth? 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 Is there an Elizabeth here? God, I can't find this girl, Liz. I'm Liz!
Why did you say so? Well, we were calling Elizabeth. Oh, I only go by Liz. I only answer to Liz.
What if... on her waiting list, it's actually Elizabeth and then in quotation marks, Liz.
Liz.
Everywhere she signs in. They're like, Elizabeth Liz? Elizabeth Liz?
No, it's just Liz. But is your name Elizabeth? Yes. But I go by Liz.
What if her name is Elizabeth Liz?
Maybe
that
it
could
is.
Be her name. I mean, these girls is dumb.
Elizabeth Liz. Elizabeth Liz. Okay, so Elizabeth Liz is 29. She's a doula, which you wanted to know is a... It's a person who helps you deliver your baby, but not they're not a midwife because that's I think you have to have a degree, and they so they're not a doctor or a nurse, but they're they come and they help you and they rub your back and they help you with your birth plan.
They basically just stare at you have a baby while wishing that they could find a boyfriend to get them pregnant. But let's be honest, that's what a doula is, okay?
All these women have something to do with babies, right? They're a NICU nurse, or they're a baby nurse, or they're just a wannabe pregnant, or a stay-at-home mom, or a doula.
They're like creepy old men who move in next to schools. Like, it's just weird. Like, never trust a contestant on The Bachelor to be your nurse. You know those bitches want to steal those babies.
Yep. She's like a Lifetime movie waiting to happen.
This girl is a bad Italian waitress. You can tell. She's wearing the ruffle, with one shoulder showing, like the pirate ruffle. She looks confused and sad. She's a doula. Just
Yeah,
kidding.
she's. I
There's
think she's
probably
getting
some
kicked
doula
off on him.
listening somewhere that's like, fuck you, dude. This is a real
Yeah.
job. And you know what? I'm sure to you it is. When you go on The Bachelor, when you go on The Bachelor, it stops becoming a real job and it just
Yeah.
becomes a sadness.
Yes.
Okay.
One step up from personal trainer
I'm a doula in Las Vegas.
or a
That's sad.
medical rep, a prescription medicine rep. I don't know. A pharmaceutical rep.
Well, exactly. See,
We'll
now, if I
get to
was a
one of those.
farm rep, you'd be like, oh my God, Ronnie's just a drug addict, which would be true. That's why I'm dealing pharmaceuticals. That's why this girl is helping babies. She's just hoping everyone's going to faint during pregnancy and she can run the hell out of there with the child.
Yep. Okay, this
Tattoos.
girl has a lot of tats.
A
A
lot of
fish,
tats.
a flower, arrow, a tree, another tree. Why do you have a tree tattoo? Is it a Christmas tree?
A
A
saying.
saying. A
A
saying.
saying. What is that?
A bushel is worth a picture's worth a, I don't know. A star, another saying. They're on my sides, left foot, left wrist, right finger, and back.
Okay, so basically, this is one gigantic daddy issue.
Yeah,
That's a
she's from
lot of daddy
Vegas.
issues.
Yes.
All-time favorite movies, Man on Fire, so she likes gay guys. Bridesmaids,
Good
that's
movie.
good. Broke Down Palace, which I
Great.
think basically that's her heart. Her heart is like
Yes.
broke down. Any girl with an arrow tattoo, like what's it
Arrow
pointing to?
tattoo.
It's probably pointing to the saying.
Yes. And the
What?
saying is something sad.
Oh my God, this girl doesn't need water to live. It's like a miracle.
She's gonna get kicked off the first day, though, I guarantee you. Elizabeth Liz, we
Really?
hardly knew you.
Why? Why
I
do you
don't.
think?
I just. Do you think she'll stay?
I think she'll stay because she looks like a pirate whore. Everybody likes that. And she, one of the things she can't live without is floss. I mean, that's one of the best things I've heard.
And
Floss.
fresh air. Fresh air.
Fresh air. At least it's not water. Coconut oil, floss, music, fresh air, and my Bible. Also an arrow, so my tattoo knows where to go when
Okay,
it's
well, we
like.
just skipped right over her. Oh God, oh God,
What did we
something
skip?
funny is coming up. Well, her Bible. Why would you put that on here?
My Bible.
Nick is not going to be into that.
I feel like she's doing that for her parents because they're mad that she's doing such a whorish thing. She's like, but I
That's
said
right.
Bible. I'm here to represent our faith.
Right. They're like, it's bad enough that you have all those damn tattoos, you hussy.
You always said you wanted me to get down on my knees more. Okay, so what is your greatest achievement to date? Helping my sister birth my niece, Grace, who should have been mine, but God is waiting for me to get my special chance. And I don't need to be jealous of her baby. I didn't need to take it. I get to visit whenever I want, which is totally the
I got to be
same
her doula and cut her umbilical cord. That's kind of cool.
At least it wasn't a blackjack table. If I never had to blank, I would be very happy. Kill
Kill, and then she
someone.
entered. Wow, she needs counseling. Okay, I thought it was bad when they said like drive or have a job, but who would have gone to kill someone? How does
Hope
that
I
not
don't
hit
ever
you
have to kill
dead?
someone.
Okay, you know what? Cut to. In a few years, when she actually gets like accused of some crime, they're gonna come back to this and they're gonna be like, someone's gonna go, hold on a minute. She said something very disturbing in her Bachelor interview.
She said she would be very happy if she never had to kill someone.
Right. She's assuming she's going to have to, but she'll be pleasantly surprised if it never comes up.
I'm looking forward to that day not coming, but we all know it's coming. Okay? What's the most embarrassing thing you listen to? She goes, I'm not embarrassed of anything I listen to, and I'm openly a believer.
Okay, you need to be embarrassed, honey. How old is she again? She's 29.
Yeah, she's a 29-year-old doula in Las Vegas. I don't even think she's a doula. I think she got that certification on the internet or something, and she's really like a cocktail waitress or something. No
I
offense to cocktail waitress, but doulas don't wear pirate whore costumes. They just don't.
She wore her Caesar's Palace top for her picture for this.
But in navy green, because, you know, yay, America. Not navy green. That's not even a color, is it?
No.
Olive
green.
Army green.
Whatever.
What's your guiltiest pleasure of any kind? Killing people. Whoa!
I mean, only when I have to.
Whoa. Well, I kill people with Fresh Air and Justin Bieber music.
Yeah, I only kill people that don't believe in the Bible. So,
and they have
God wants me to. He told me to.
If you, like Jesus said,
I don't
said,
like it.
If you want to get to heaven, you have to go through me. Sorry. Her actual guilty pleasure is picking her nose while driving. I can't help it, and for some reason, it's always in my car. I love this girl.
That's not something she should have said.
I love this girl.
What's your least favorite sport?
It's
golf. It's boring. It angers me. Well, now I like her.
This is my favorite girl. It angers
me. Golf angers me too. You know what? Golf makes me really angry. And now she's totally, with this one answer, she's totally turned me around on her.
Yeah, she will. I'm all for pirate whore Abdullah. What's her face?
Okay, we have to remember her name. Remember my name, Elizabeth Liz.
Elizabeth Liz. Okay, if Liz could be a fruit or vegetable, what type would she be? A grape, so I could get better with age. That's actually the best fruit answer as well, I have to say.
Yes.
Delicious. Okay. Everybody loves a raisin. She admits to being 29. I'm liking her.
Yeah. Oh, we got so many more.
We do?
And there's some fuglies coming up. Okay, we've next is Elizabeth.
Okay.
Elizabeth. I keep waiting to, like, know somebody on here. Okay,
Elizabeth
she's
looks like she's hurting on the inside. Yeah, she's very, very pretty, and she looks very damaged.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I agree.
She has that sad, like that. You see how she's smiling and her upper lip is curling under? That's angry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's like angry.
Maybe she
is,
just
like,
has thin lips, though.
But she doesn't, because look at her bottom lip. It looks like she's literally like curling her upper lip under to like make her teeth look bigger or something, or hide her gums.
Yeah.
There's something broken about her. I like
it. And her hair is very 80s. A lot of these girls have 80s hair.
It is, but she's also, and I'm not saying this is 80s, but she does have the tight smile of a blonde lady in Dallas.
Yes.
And that makes sense that she's from Dallas. Tattoos? No, I'm from Dallas. Oh. Did you not read the first part of this?
All-time favorite movies, The Notebook.
God damn it. Sleeping with other people and Finding Nemo. Oh, no.
Those are such different, such disparate choices.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's
Sleeping
a lot
with
there.
Other people.
One
of her favorite movies? Do you want to lead with that?
She didn't.
On your,
she's
on your
like, a movie where the lady dies, and then a movie where everybody gets to fuck around, and Finding Nemo, where... I don't know.
Where we've lost our soul.
Where I lost my first fiance.
Where do you meet guys? I've been into dating apps like Bumble and Hinge. Hinge?
Oh, God.
I've been into Bumble and Unhinged.
I'm
lately.
Into the app Staples. It's like my favorite app.
I prefer to meet through mutual friends or in front of millions of weekly viewers. Smiley face!
Oh,
do you
God.
See that? I made a joke. Like, get it? Because I want to meet somebody on The Bachelor.
She's like, please get me out of Dallas. If you could be someone else for just one day, who would it be and why? Kate Middleton or Britney Spears? Kate, because she's a princess. Duh. Britney, because she's the queen. Duh.
Oh, no.
No. She's got a lot of duhs.
She's out.
Yeah, she's out. Let's skip her. I'm already bored with her.
I just want to scroll down. Hold on.
Oh, yeah. There's a good one here, actually. Do you have any phobias that would prohibit participation in certain activities? What are these questions coming out of nowhere?
Okay, I have misophonia too, but
what
I
is
don't
that?
That would that's where you don't like
miso?
Certain sounds. Yeah, like
oh,
miso,
you don't like
the
sounds?
Sound of miso soup being eaten. No, it's where you don't like sounds of chewing. Like certain sounds give you the creeps.
Oh, okay.
Like where you hear stuff and it just sounds really loud to you, and you get focused on one noise.
Oh, I didn't know that was like a disease. I just thought that was dealing with humanity.
She wrote, okay, sure. Do you have any phobias? And then she wrote heights. Oh, no, this is part of the question.
Yeah, that's the example, because these bitches, they know what a phobia
is. I thought she wrote heights, claustrophobia, crowds, darkness, OCD, et cetera.
No.
So, bitch, you need to spell it out. What do you mean, et cetera? You know, everything.
I hope you ain't afraid to Tylenol PM, because you need to take a couple, your basket case. Those were just the examples, so she would understand what phobia means. And she's like, yeah, I have claustrophobia. And misophonia. Wait, was it? Misophobia. Claustrophobia. I'm afraid of open spaces. What do you think she thinks claustrophobia is? I'm impressed that she knows what whatever the fear of miso soup is. That's big for Dallas. It's very, like, multicultural.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Okay, do you have any family holiday or special event traditions you plan to uphold? I love Christmas. I'm just going to go ahead and do that. Christmas. I'm going to uphold that.
Yeah, I'm going to uphold Christmas. Village. My family's going to be so proud when I get a Christmas tree again.
I mean, it's just a proud tradition in my family, celebrating Christmas. Like, we'll eat food or whatever and, like, open presents. I know it sounds crazy, but we do it every year.
I also like food, dinner, and Christmas Village.
I would love it if my kids could go to my high school. Not college, though. I don't want to have smart-ass kids that are, like, all educated and junk.
I want them to go to my high school because, like, that's where I first got pregnant. It's, like, tradition.
It's tradesh. Okay, what's your favorite television show and why? We skipped this one because I don't understand this. She wrote Game of Thrones, if I don't want people to judge me, and Jamie, Private School Girl, if I don't care.
Jamie, darling.
Is that a show?
Yeah, it's where that guy plays all the characters. I think he's an Aussie guy. He's so talented. That's a really funny show, actually. You'd really like it.
So why does she think she'd be judged?
Because she's stupid. But that's not a stupid show that she likes. It's a good show. That guy's brilliant. But I think she's saying Game of Thrones because, like, that's what everybody says. And fine. The Game of Thrones fan.
Okay, let's skip to Haley because this girl looks like a real biatch.
Haley. Oh, my God. Haley has active bitch face. It's not even resting.
She's like, I don't even need to be here.
Yeah, she's like, why are you looking at me? What's the camera looking at me?
I have a boyfriend, okay? God.
I'm a photographer, not a model, okay? I'm usually, like, behind the cam. I don't need to be in front of the camera. I'm like, you're on The Bachelor. Drop it.
That's why I'm wearing black, a black tank top, because you need to know that I'm tough and I don't put up with any shit. And I have a boyfriend.
And 7 tattoos, girl. She's struggling very hard. I feel like if you're struggling this hard to be unique, but then you, like, bleach your hair blonde to look like everybody else, it's just so sad. It's such a mixed message. This girl is one angry mixed message. She looks like the girl who sobs all the time from Bachelor in whatever. What's that girl's name? I thought you loved me. You know, Nick's best friend.
Oh, yeah, oh, my God. Why can't I remember her name?
She looks just like her. It might be the eyelashes because she's got the huge, like, separated eyelashes, like separated hair by hair or whatever. Anyway, the point is she's got 7 tattoos. On her fingers, she's got dots. Collarbone, fingers, dots. Odd. Collarbone, heart. Forearm, Hank. Behind ear, flowers. Ankle, poppy. Elbow, Wrist,
what is the? I don't get the dots on the finger thing. Ashley was the one who cried all the time.
Oh, Ashley, yeah, thank you. An M on her wrist. Oh no, an M, and then on her wrist she has a bobby pin.
I don't get it.
What is a bobby? Like, how would people even know what that is?
I don't know. And why would you put that on your wrist?
I don't know.
Like, so, you're trying to hold your veins together with a bobby. These are really random. Hank, a poppy. She's weird.
These are so boring. Okay. Hank's probably her dad and or her dog. And then flowers and a poppy. Ah, she's stupid. I don't like her. Are you a romantic? No, I'm a photographer. What's your greatest achievement?
Do I look like a romantic bitch?
Yeah. What's your greatest achievement? Traveling to China to build schools and teach in orphanages.
Is she really fanatic?
Oh, God.
Is she like a Christian person doing that? Or was she just doing that to be kind?
I think she probably just donated to one of those things on late night TV where they show the kids with the flies on their face. And she's like, I have adopted a child. Okay. I give 10 cents a year.
She seems like she's, I don't know. I'm not sure about her because she could be a bitch or she could be like, this is so, okay, let's try to look at this a different way. I'm going to be really nice for a second. What if she's just like, oh my God, I feel so stupid doing this. Somebody talked me into this, but I'm actually too smart for this and I feel dumb.
She's the girl hater. She is the one who hates all the other girls and thinks they're all bimbos and she's the smart one. And here's another.
But what if that's true?
I don't think it is.
Okay.
That girl's never on The Bachelor. You know what I mean? Like you don't say like, I hate whores. And then you stand on the corner whoring yourself out and are better,
but she's,
you know?
Interesting. Listen to this. Who's your favorite author? Dr. Seuss. He was such an inventor. He said that when he couldn't think of a word to describe something, he'd just simply make it up. I like that she remembered that.
I feel like she heard that on a date. I feel like she's faking it, okay? Here's why. This okay. one. Do you have any phobias? I'm not into butterflies. Okay, that is like at such all. A kick in the vagina to every other girl. That's like one of her ways of being like, I hate girls. Like, what's your favorite animal? If you could be an animal. Not a fucking horse.
Yeah,
or a
but
loser
I like
dolphin, I'll tell you that much.
Well, I like the fact, though, that she said butterflies are a solid no for me. That's fun. She's kind of interesting.
Jumping she bugs to, suck.
You know what? I'm going to withhold judgment. Now she's turned things around for me. I want to know more about this bobby pin.
Too late
Why
for me.
Bobby pin? Who's Hank?
I feel like when people just... Who's Hank? Why did Hank need a bobby pin? Is the bobby pin close enough to Hank to do any good? What are those dots on your fingers?
Listen to this, though. What's your ideal mate's personality like? Independent, confident, caring, funny, supportive, adventurous, clever. Mm-hmm. I am turning around on her, and I'm going to bring you with me.
This is the real reason I can't like her so far. She's trying too hard to be, like, original, but she's got bleached blonde hair and too many tattoos. She's obviously trying to be something. And also that she said in her bio, when they said, what's the thing you're most proudest of or whatever, that she said building schools and orphanages in China or whatever. I think people who say that are dicks. It's almost like if you do something nice, then you do something nice. And other people at your funeral are like, oh, my God, Ronnie gave a dollar to somebody one time. You don't just, like, put it in your bio. Like, I built skulls in
you know
orphanages
what? Yes, you
in
do.
China.
Guess what? Guess what? Yes, you do. Because you're getting compared to people. These people have nothing to be proud of. She's only 23, and she went to China to build schools. Even if she was doing it in the name of Jesus, she still did that when these other girls are like, I moved to Miami.
Well, what happened to just being proud of being 23?
Well, what's she supposed to write? Your greatest achievement to date. I'm 23, bitch.
I'm not a turkey.
Listen, what kind of music do you listen to most often? She didn't say I'm a freaking Belieber. She said Sheryl Crow is my girl. 90s rock, alternative, hip hop, but usually 90s. I like her. I'm putting my face. Listen, I'm going to put this picture down to I feel stupid. This is a dumb thing that I'm doing. But I'm just going to give it a try, but I'm not going to smile like a stupid girl.
Okay, I'll be with you. The thing is, it's hard for me to like her because it's The Bachelor. And I feel like if I like her, I'm being tricked.
Okay. I know. So let's see what happens. Let's just withhold judgment on her because we're probably going to hate this next one.
This next girl is a total red shirt. You just know she's going to be offed.
Yeah.
I did not mean to bring up Star Trek just because of her face. I mean, that was not very nice of me. I didn't even mean to correlate the two, but
it's
kinda.
Not good, though. This is not good.
Yeah, she does look like going. Something infesting a planet that needs to get blown up in the Star Trek. Let's face
it. Yeah.
Let's face it, guys. She's 23. Sorry, I didn't say
her
that.
Her name is
Stephanie.
Ida.
Ida, okay. Tattoos. Yes, on my ribs. What?
And stop. My, and she's not even on. And my dad's date of birth in Roman numerals.
That's crazy.
So I guess her dad died.
Is it? Is that
know.
What that means? I mean, that's like a daddy well, issue, obviously, which I mean, I guess most of them.
Why would
have
his date of birth? Why not his name or something?
I guess it's better than like a bobby pin, but only slightly. If you could be any animal, which one and why? A giraffe. Duh. They're beautiful. Mm. If you could.
Okay. I don't like the use of duh after a giraffe.
A giraffe? Duh. Did someone say horse?
Knows giraffes are the animal anybody would want to be.
I want to be a flying giraffe that knows a dolphin. If you could be someone else for just one day, who would it be and why? Selena Gomez. I can't sing to save my life, so to belt out a tune for a crowd would be awesome.
I don't even know why we're reading anymore on this one. She's so gone.
I know. And her favorite snack,
Cheetos and a pickle.
Cheetos and a pickle. This girl ain't making out with anybody ever. Okay, who's the next person?
Oh my God, listen to this. What's your favorite all-time book and why? I need to read more books. Who's your favorite author? Again, I need to read. You can't, bitch, you can't think of one book. She couldn't even say, like, a Dr. Seuss book. She can't think of
one. Can't you just say God? I mean, he did write a pretty big book. It's like, everybody knows that. Just say God. He's written so many damn Bibles. Just say God, people. And I love that the questioner was like, oh, really? Who's your favorite author? Okay, what's your favorite book jacket? Barnes & Noble or Amazon? Kindle?
Oh, my God.
Fire?
Wait. We have to go back for a second. Her all-time favorite movies. Did you already talk about this? Was I reading on? Step Brothers?
Okay.
Clueless.
And yes,
Wedding Ringer. So not The Wedding Singer, not the Adam Sandler movie, but like the movie that came out like in 2015.
The Wedding Ringer? What does that mean?
Yeah. I think that was a movie that was like Kevin Hart or something. I mean,
oh, Kevin Hart. I can't. Don't say Kevin Hart around me.
The Wedding Ringer. Okay, literally, this came out in 2015. It's a Kevin Hart movie.
Oh, God. She's like mall cop. Paul Blart, the mall cop.
That would actually be a better answer. Wow, she's gone.
This girl's out of there. He's going to be I'm sorry, girl who smells like Cheetos and pickles, but you're fucking out of here, okay?
Okay, so she's my vote for first off.
Stop being such a Klingon. Okay, Jamie. Jamie is next. Pretty girl, but she did that thing where she shaved her, like, a line into one of her eyebrows. I don't know what that means.
What is that?
I don't know. I've seen it a lot. But I don't know what it means. And she's wearing a princess crown necklace. She's like, yep. That's a princess crown. Jamie, age 28. She's a chef. Uh-oh, bitch on wheels. A chef from New Orleans. Yes. Okay, I want her to win. She won't, but I want her to.
Lots of tats. Wrists. Forever smiles. To die for. Oh, my God. Was this girl in a gang?
Possibly.
Left lower back, heart-shaped grenade. Oh God, what's wrong with her?
Right lower abdomen, symbol of my initials, a heart, and the number 5.
What's wrong? Something's weird. Something's really off with this girl.
Yeah, this girl looks like she's in the movie with Queen Latifah where they're bank robbers. They're like girl bank robbers.
Yep.
But hot.
One of my favorite movies.
That's a good movie. I forgot what it's called, but it was
good. Set It Off.
It's a good. She looks like a hot girl from Set It Off.
Yes.
If you could be any animal, which one and why?
Good movie. I cry every time. Every time. I've seen that movie a lot of times.
A tiger. She wants to be a tiger, but not just any tiger.
In Bali.
A tiger in Bali.
A tiger that walks.
A tiger with a line in his eyebrow. What is the most outrageous thing you've ever done? I've crowd surfed, which was amazing.
That's the most outrageous thing she's ever done.
And robbed a bank with Queen Latifah.
What's your greatest achievement to date? Catering the Oscars. I feel like
Oscar party.
For them. I feel like she catered them like she was a caterer, like a cater waiter.
Yeah, or she just—it's like a bunch of old guys in New Orleans named Oscar that have a party every year, and they're like, "Hey, get that girl from Set It Off to cater." She's like, "I catered the Oscars." What are you most afraid of? Probably not knowing truly if someone loves me as much as I love them. This bitch sounds dangerous.
Yeah, I think. And if that happens, I would kill them.
Oh, yeah. Read the next one. If you wanted to really impress a man, what would you do and why? Depending on how much bigger he is than me, I could bench press him with my legs.
It's pretty exciting and surprising. Yeah, I bet it's surprising. Not a good surprise. It's pretty exciting and surprising. In fact, some men have been so surprised they took out a restraining order against me. They were really surprised. But then, you know what? I excited and surprised them some more by breaking the restraining order because nobody holds me back, bitch. I've got a grenade for a tattoo.
I have the broken neck of a dog that I killed of a guy that didn't call me back one time, tattooed on my kneecap.
Oh God. What's your
Do
worst date memory? I went on a blind date and he got up in the restaurant and sang to me. First and last date.
What? That's like so nice,
I
isn't it?
know.
She's like,
Well, I guess.
faggot. You know she did too. You know she like threw a piece of bread at him and was like, push it up, Mary.
By the way, this next question, we're prepared to be annoyed.
I
Do you
was
follow a
waiting.
specific diet?
And I like that they
Pesto
had to describe it to
pollo
her. They're in parentheses. Wait, and
lacto-ovo-parotarian.
wait, don't tell me yet. In parentheses it says, i.e. vegetarian, macrobiotic, etc. I like the words that they think these girls are just not going to know. Do you follow
Yeah.
a specific diet? Here's what diet means.
Yeah.
Okay,
Like,
read
not
it
just
now.
low salt. We're talking about, like, I try to use, like, the low sodium soy sauce when I go to sushi. So, yeah, I guess I. That would be a specific diet.
Dr. Fatkins, that's my
I don't eat
friend.
like two desserts in a row. Like I'll have one, but then like I might have a bite of yours after that, but then I don't have like a whole second. Is that a type of diet?
I'm on the seafood diet. When I see food, I throw it at the fag who's singing me a song on our blind date. Like, who does that?
Hey, wait, what's her name again? Hey, Jamie. Do you want to go to dinner? Sure. Okay. How's I don't know. How's Marco's? Oh, well, I'm a pesco pollo lacto ovoparotarian. So, do
What
they make
is
food that
that?
does that fit in?
El pesco
It's
pollo
just
lacto ovo parotarian
you'd think she's being funny, but she's not because she explains what it is. Just fish plus bird plus byproducts. Okay, I hate you.
So no
You're off.
horse.
You're done. Nope.
So
She, she's
no
she
horses.
she's not making it past the first season. I mean,
He
show.
likes these tough girls. I think she might do well. So will Haley, the girl you like, but I don't like, who builds orphanages or whatever. I'm
Yeah.
so sure. I think
Haley's
they'll
gonna
both do
last.
well. Elizabeth the pirate whore will do well.
No, she won't. She's gone.
Really?
Yeah, but Danielle, the two Danielles will be in.
Oh my gosh,
Well,
we've got a lot of
this
girls
girl's
left.
okay, this girl's cute.
Jasmine?
Jasmine B, which does that mean there's gonna be another Jasmine? She's a 25, she's a flight attendant from Washington. She's very pretty. She wrote that she's 5'2" and a half. So that half inch is very tattoos, yes, always and forever on my left foot along the side.
Along the side of that sounds so painful. Always and
Yeah.
forever. Don't you ever get pedicures? Like, how does that even stay on there? I feel like a pumice stone should have that erased.
I agree. I know. Well, maybe she doesn't take good care of her feet.
I what would you I know we're like, okay, so she has Flintstone feet. Next.
Get Nick on the phone. Nick,
Tell us about those
you got
feet.
to avoid Jasmine. Bad feet.
Okay. What
What
would
would an
an ex
ex
say
say?
are your worst three attributes?
I'm
Stephanie.
too nice. I care too much about what others think. I get stressed easily. She's crazy.
She's a bitch.
Yeah.
If you could be any animal, which would it be and why?
I'm
Okay.
really nice. Like when I was calling you an asshole, it was just because I was stressed. But really, I'm so super sweet and nice.
I hope you're not mad at me now because I'm really worried about what you think, you motherfucker. The kind of animal she would be, I'm so glad it's not a dolphin. It's an owl. I like that
Owl.
she's an owl so I could fly. Plus, they're so unique. They're the quietest and have superior eyes, wings, and ears. I want to see and hear everything, even in the dark. Creepy, but I like her. That's a very good answer.
Well, prepare to
Owls can
stop
also
liking her.
kick some ass, okay? They can kill a bitch.
Yeah, but prepare to stop liking her with this next one. Who's your favorite author and why? Steve Harvey. He
He
dished
dished
out
out
great
great
advice on
advice,
success and relationships.
which is why I'm here. on this dating show. What's your guiltiest
pleasure? Harvey is her favorite author.
Now, look, what you need to do is you need to think like a man. What would a man do?
I hope she does Steve Harvey impressions. A lot of guys like my Steve Harvey impression.
She's like, I really like that book that Steve Harvey wrote called The Family Feud. I mean, when those families start fighting and then trying to guess things, whoa. She's like, my favorite passage was, survey says, so good. Pure romance.
Oh, God.
Her guiltiest pleasure is cracking her neck. God, she is really stressed out, this girl.
Yeah.
And what's the closest you ever came to being married, and why not?
Engaged, because I was too young and he ended up proving he doesn't deserve my greatness.
Oh, I love a diva. Do you prefer a man who wants to be pursued or a man who pursues you? A man who pursues me so I can pull out my knife and turn around and stab him in the stomach and be like, why are you following me? That's what a man would do.
Yeah. And then I'm going to be like, always and forever, bitch.
With my
foot. I don't usually chase when I know I'm attractive. I know I'm attractive and I have a lot of great qualities. Plus, I'm really nice. A man who pursues me gives me assurance that I'm what he wants.
Oh, God.
I like the fact that she goes, I know I'm attractive and have a lot of great qualities. So that's self-confidence. And then she's like, but if a man pursues me, it gives me the assurance that I'm what he wants.
Yeah.
So she's like, so it makes me feel more secure.
Yeah. It's like super, super aggressive neediness.
Yeah.
Okay. I know they didn't get two sisters and named them both Jasmine.
Yes, they did, girl.
That is not cool. That is so this show to do that.
Yep. Yep.
They're like, just get two black girls and name them both Jasmine.
Yep.
This girl
is a pro basketball dancer. She's Jasmine G. She's 29. She's from Frisco.
San Fran. Ew, she has a tattoo inside of her lip. A star and her sorority. Oh no. God. Oh, here we go. Three people, alive or dead. And what would you look like? What would you look like?
RuPaul. Who looks like me. Sorry. But she does. Dave Chappelle, Prince.
Those are all good. And I would also order a pizza. That sounds like an amazing dinner, actually.
It does.
Okay, I'm liking her. Okay. Who would you admire most in the world, or who do you admire most? My mom. I mean, that's nice. But who cares? If you could be someone else for just one day, it's like your mom. You were just sitting at dinner with Prince and Dave Chappelle. What'd your mom do? Just kidding, moms. All the moms are like, fuck you, turning it off. If you could be someone else for a day, who would it be and why?
Oh, God.
I would be the other Jasmine.
Guy Fieri. He's such a douche. I cannot believe he can cook. He gets to travel and eat food from all over the country, and he's hilarious. I'm the girl version. Oh, God.
Ew, the girl version of Guy Fieri.
Guy Fieri?
Not a good sign.
No.
Although... her favorite movies are another good sign. This girl's very confusing because her favorite movies are A League of Their Own, amazing film. Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead, pretty decent. I mean, it gave Christina Applegate life. And The Sandlot, that bullying movie's getting a lot today.
Yes, weird.
It is, right? No Notebook here.
This one's good. What are you most afraid of? Being left in open water alone, which was a good movie.
Because I'm fucking dolphin will probably come along and try and drown me.
Oh, God. If you could be any fictional character, who would you be and why? Olivia Pope.
Jesus Christ.
God.
If you won the lottery, what would you do with your winnings? First, I would buy socks because I can never find them.
And then I would buy out a sports team and a sock factory.
That girl actually seems pretty cool. Now, this next girl, Josephine, looks like Sad Amy from Gallery Girls.
Oh, my God.
For those of you who don't know what that was, it's like a one-season show on Bravo, and they were all like, we work in galleries. Like, we're girls in New York, who are young, but we're also in the art world. And they were all like secretaries someplace.
This is terrible.
And this
Bonnie.
Was Sad Amy is like the biggest climber. And she just wanted to fit in. She's like, hey, guys, it's me, Amy. I fit in, right? Ah, we're cool, right? Oh, look who I'm at lunch with. The girls. I'm at lunch with the girls. And you're like, oh, Sad Amy. That's this
if
girl.
If you guys are watching this, this is another one that used like a wide barrel curling iron. And made like curls and then pulled the curling iron out real fast and then didn't even like put her fingers through it. She was like, no, this is perfect. Spray it.
This girl looks like if Bert from Bert and Ernie got a full face wax job and like just decided to be a woman for a day.
Yeah. Yes. And guess what? This is the saddest one ever. She's an unemployed nurse. And she put that she's 5'7¾". Oh, this is wrong on so many levels.
She's like, I couldn't even get a job as a doula. No tattoos. If you could,
she's like, if I'd been 5'8", it would have been no problem. But because I'm only 5'7¾", I get really discriminated against. This is a town, Santa Cruz, that really only likes people that are 5'7" or above, 5'8" or above.
You know, unfortunately, right. Santa Cruz has really healthy people, so they just don't need that many nurses.
That's one of the downsides about Santa Cruz. I wish people were a lot sicker.
Yeah. One good thing about living in a healthy place is the lack of a job. You know what? I really do love walking the mall in the morning, though. And they still have a glamour shot, so I'm never moving. She looks like she got a glamour shot. And they're like, hey, have a doily whore funeral dress. She's like, perfect. Could you make my face look feathered?
They're like, you're going to come in and we're going to do a photo session. She's like, that's okay. I was just at the mall this morning and I got my own picture done. And
she's
there was like
you know what's crazy? It looks
costume.
Like there's a spotlight on me, but there's not.
Oh, God. How much do you enjoy the theater was one of the questions. Love it. I used to do musical theater in high school.
Oh, of course he did. She's like, I was Rizzo's understudy like 5 times.
Oh, my God.
She's like, I was Audrey number 2. In Little Shop of Horrors. No, not the voice. Like, literally, I had to wear the big plant costume. I worked out for like 6 months for that role. Okay.
Oh my God.
So she wants to be a tiger because they're clever and loving and get things done.
You know those tigers, they mean business. They're strictly business.
Oh my God.
They're really tigers are very type A.
Office manager needed. Preferably skills of a tiger.
If I was a tiger, I would totally not be unemployed. They have such a strong work ethic. It's ridiculous. And most of them are 5'8 or above.
I had to press the mute button.
Why?
The cough laugh.
Oh.
That shit is hilarious.
Do you affiliate yourself with a certain religion? And if so, which ones? I am Jewish by culture and by look, but I'm very open to all religions. Love God. Love him. And consider myself to be a spiritual person.
Oh my God. Give Allah a holla, okay? It's still God at the end of the day. This is disturbing, this part. By the way, I said Stephen Hawking because it's the first thing I saw when I looked back.
Yeah.
If you could be someone else just for one day, who would it be and why? Stephen Hawking.
Just to know what it's like to have a brain like that and be in like a chair that's like motorized so I don't have to walk. I'm not a big walker.
You know Stephen Hawking, the tiger.
Yeah.
All those tiger qualities of Stephen
I would
Hawking.
Be one of the tigers in the big, oh God, now I can't make the reference. what's the big Vegas tiger show?
Oh, the guys, Siegfried and Roy.
But yeah, because and then I would want to eat somebody's face.
Okay. Poor thing, this girl. Oh my God, she. This is the part that's disturbing. Who do you admire most in the world and why? My brother. I feel like they've made out. What do you think?
I think so.
She's like, I really like you. It's time to come home and meet my brother, who I've possibly fought. Don't feel uncomfortable. I'm a tiger.
Don't. Okay, she's gone. First day.
Yeah. Oh, my
God. She's gone. Ida Marie's gone.
Okay, now Christina. Okay. This girl's gorgeous.
She's really pretty.
Her head is too big for her body, which means she's possibly bulimic. Give me a hug. I'm sorry. Don't let it hurt you so hard. You were born with that face. Eat whatever you want. Like, literally, guys don't care.
She's very pretty. She's 24. She's a dental hygienist.
Love it. And they need that in Lexington, Kentucky. No offense, Lexington. Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, that girl is going where she's needed, okay?
Yeah, she's might be too nice, though. Dental hygienist. She might be too perky for Nick. He likes a little edge.
Well, he also likes his dental work because remember he got his teeth put in and they're too big for his mouth. And so now he talks like this.
Yes.
So, he might take her just because she's hot, most likely quiet, and he can get free dental shit done.
That's true. Who do you admire? She has no tattoos. Who do you admire most in the world and why? My parents. It takes courage to open your heart and home to four orphans and give them a life, otherwise unobtainable. Oh, she's too nice.
So her parents are nice. Is she saying she's adopted or her parents adopted other children?
This girl's got issues. Listen to the next one. No, she's saying she's adopted. Listen.
Oh, okay.
If you could be someone else for just one day, who would it be and why? My biological mother. I'd like to know what she was going through when I was young and if choosing alcohol over kids was worth it.
Oh, that's not a fair question.
No, that's sad.
That's so mean to say. That's not fair. Don't make me choose between Sky and a baby, okay? Unless I can do both at the same time, in which case, totally worth it. Who's your favorite actor? Meryl Streep. That's good. And then she says she can adapt to any character and do a wonderful job fulfilling that role.
God, I don't know what to say about this girl.
She's making me feel sad.
I know.
Like, her favorite television show is Ninja Warrior. I'm amazed by what a human body is capable of, and it motivates me to throw up more.
Yeah.
If you could be a fictional character, who would it be and why? Fiona from Shrek. Oh, God. Because, it's another one who married a rich fat guy. She finally got to let herself go. Fiona? She finally just got to say, fuck it. I don't have to be Cameron Diaz. I'm married. I can become a big green person now.
Here's what's going on with this girl. She is probably tries really hard to be perfect because she's always worried that she's not good enough because, her mom gave her up for alcohol. Her mom is an alcoholic and gave her up and somebody took her in and she always feels like she's got to prove herself. She's got to prove that she's worthwhile.
Oh, hey, look, kids who were adopted, stop feeling like that. I know that that's a normal feeling to feel where you're like, oh, why'd my mom give me up? Who cares? Because your mom was a fucking drunk loser, okay? That's why she gave you up. It didn't have to do with you. You're actually better than the rest of us because your parents wanted you, okay? Were you some accident in the back of a bowling alley? No. You're not some burden. People actually went out and looked for your ass.
Yep.
So you should actually have more confidence than people who
Christina,
weren't adopted.
Hugs, Christina.
Whatever you're doing to take this out on yourself physically, though, is working. I mean, you look thin and gorgeous. So keep it up, darling. Don't let me make you feel better.
She says, Do you have a fear of aging and are you going anything to prevent it? Oh, they screwed up on their question. No, I don't fear aging. I think it's a beautiful thing. Aging represents life's milestones and memories.
Oh, I feel like this girl is too nice. Something's wrong. Yeah. She's going to cry a lot. She's going to get her heart broken. I can't wait.
Yes.
Who's your favorite clothes designer? Myself. Sometimes if I can't find an outfit for an event, I would end up making my own.
Okay. I like her. And at the same time, she shouldn't be on this show. She's too broken. She's too vulnerable.
Yeah, this is the girl who's going to, take too many damn NyQuils and just go to sleep forever on the show. She's going to be like, I didn't get the solo date. I made this dress. She's going to come in, with paper napkins taped together as her dress. Oh. Yeah.
Oh, oh my God, Bonnie, there are so many girls still left.
There are? Okay, and then a bus crashed and it killed all the rest of the girls. Thank you so much for listening to the Rose Pricks. I'm just kidding.
Now we're on Lacey.
Lacey. Okay so for these last girls, I'm sorry that we're not going to berate you at the same amount of time as the other girls.
How much time have we done on this one?
1 hour and 4 minutes.
Oh boy. Should we break this into three?
Okay, we'll see you on the next episode of Rose Pricks.
We can do two in 1 week.
Where we've got plenty of more hoes coming your way that need to cry or be a dolphin or a flying horse. Possibly watch The Notebook.
Upcoming. Next up, Lacey.
Lacey's next. Everybody, we love you. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you on the next epi. Bye.